AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Aboard Air Force One yesterday, President Trump reiterated his top demand when it comes to Iran.
You start off with, there will be no nuclear weapons. That's where it starts.
Trump also said that the oil price hikes will be temporary.
Prices are going to come tumbling down as soon as it's over. It's going to be over pretty quickly.
But as AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports, don't expect gas prices to come down right away.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Americans will feel the impact of energy supplies being cut off from the Strait of Hormuz for a few more weeks.
It is a short-term disruption in the flow of energy. Americans are feeling it right now. Americans will feel it for a few more weeks.
But Wright believes the war could be over in a matter of weeks and thinks there's a good chance the price of gas will be below $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season. This Atlanta resident says she's feeling the impact of higher prices.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
Oil prices have reached $100 a barrel, and analysts have said if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, prices could jump to $150 a barrel. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. has won gold again and achieved a historic hockey feat in Italy.
3 weeks after the United States beat Canada in the Olympic hockey finals, the Americans overcame their neighbors again to win Paralympic gold and complete the sweep at Milan Cortina. Jack Wallace scored a hat trick to help the U.S. beat Canada 6-2 in Sunday's para ice hockey final and become the first nation to win all three of the hockey tournaments at the Olympics and Paralympics in the same year. Caden Beasley, Declan Farmer, and Brody Roybal also scored for the U.S. Liam Hickey bagged both goals for Canada. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on severe weather across the country.
96 million people from Florida to Maine risked severe storms Monday. Already over the weekend, a broad and erratic patchwork of severe weather rumbling across much of the U.S., dumping heavy snow in the upper Midwest, where snowplow driver Aaron Haas, working the roads of Wisconsin, says he's not seen it this bad in a long time.
I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for a while.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
Meanwhile, in Hawaii, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
We're seeing flooding, landslides, sinkholes, debris, and downed power lines across the county.
And forecasters say the west and southwest will see warmer than usual temperatures. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.